Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and especially good night. Whenever you're listening to this, thank you for choosing to listen to me again. Thank you. I appreciate it. This is a show I like to call My Unashamed Thoughts, because it's exactly that. My unashamed thoughts. And I realized something recently. You know, people say you have the most interesting thoughts, whether you're in the shower or at night. And damn it, tonight, it's at night. As I'm recording this, this is the last week in February. So, I don't know, this is kind of a recap of February, but also a recap of some things. I didn't, some shit that happened recently, I guess, to say the least. And it's kind of, it's weird. Trying to start and get off into it, I had a very strange interaction this past weekend. So basically, I was at work and a guest came to me and I had a conversation with him like normal. And this conversation just so happened to, it happened to include some things about a fling I had recently that no one would know except for me and this person. And I was thrown aback through some further research and talking to this, you know, mystery person. You know, I got told, oh, they were a psychic. I'll be real with you, I'm still skeptical. I've run into a psychic once, and girl, that woman made me, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't think this was a psychic. I think it was just a random string of events. I say that to say, things don't make sense to me a lot of the time. And I'm okay with that now, because for a long time I wasn't. And that's kind of growth, but at the same time, it's kind of like, what the fuck is going on, you know? One thing I hate is not being in control, but I can't control a lot of things. I can only control what I can control, and that's been like a realization, and it's been... It's been a tough one to grasp. Nevertheless, it's one to grasp. I definitely feel like I'm more in control of not being fully needing to be in control, as much sense as that makes. Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm better at that than I once was. Because Lord knows it. Hell, if you know your boy. Just looking back, there's a lot that... This wasn't as black and white at first. But that comes with growth. That also comes with, you know, realization of my own thoughts and wants of things. And yeah. Also, I forgot to put this at the beginning, disclaimer, because what I'm about to get into, these are some late night thoughts. And these are my own thoughts, obviously, but I might piss some of y'all off with this, but it's perfectly fine. I genuinely will sleep good the next night. But Black History Month is coming to an end. You know, the shortest month of the year, February. And I'm moving forward with my life. That's all I'm going to say about that. Take that however you will. Don't take it in the wrong way. I've been having conversations with a lot of my friends. I wouldn't say it's more female friends than male friends. I think it's an even mix. That not a lot of people are feeling understood when it comes to the whole meeting people thing and dating thing or whatever. And to a certain extent, I can be like, yeah, I feel that. But overall, no, I do feel that. But overall, I feel like it's a, like it's a curve. The way I see it, if you meet someone over a couple of months, you aren't going to learn about that entire person. You're just going to learn in a couple of months. And then there's, you know, you'd stick around and do whatever. I am a very open-minded person, so I definitely give a lot of leeway. Because I'm just learning this motherfucker. I don't know who you are. Like, I don't know what the fuck you like to do. Who you really are type shit. It's just about learning. But I've been having conversations with a lot of friends recently that they feel like they're not built or fit for anyone. And when I hear that, I be wanting to smack the shit out of my friends. I'm not even gonna lie. Because it's like, bitch, you're dope. Like, all of you. And like, in all honesty, wouldn't be hanging out with you motherfuckers if you weren't dope type shit. I'm kidding. Sounds shallow. But, I mean, overall, it's kind of the truth. Like, I hate that there are times when people feel like they're less than because of, you know, someone else. I genuinely hate that. Because you weren't up to par with someone else's vision or thoughts of you, and it makes you feel like you're less than. But I mean, in all honesty, it happens. I'd be lying if I say it didn't happen to me as well. I understand why, but I also hate that the fact that there are certain times when if things don't work out in whatever context, we immediately think, oh, fuck, I'm not right or I'm not good enough for this. I know there are a lot of people that don't think like that. They think about it the other way around, which to a certain extent I kind of do. Me personally, now I just chalk it up to, oh, well, this wasn't supposed to happen yet, or this wasn't supposed to mesh, or whatever the fuck. But I know I have a very interesting way of thinking. A lot of people that I personally know go about it the other way. And I guess it kind of just goes back to, I don't want anybody to think that they're less than, or not this, or not good enough to be this, or not whatever. I just hate it. But at the end of the day, I digress. Because these are my thoughts. I woke up this morning. We changing times, baby. It's late night. I woke up this morning and I realized it was the end of February. And I was like, I'm not going to lie, I felt like the year just started. But then again, I barely sleep now. So it feels like a lot of time is just going at once. I'm constantly doing things. I'm on a schedule here. I got deadlines. I got other shit. But I ain't no friend. Motherfucker, this time is going by fast as shit. And I fucking hate it. Because, like, bro, what the fuck? I was on the phone yesterday with... can I say your name yet? I'm probably not going to. I was on the phone with someone and we were talking about time and how to a certain extent is relative. In that there are 24 hours in a day and I try to use at least 16 of them motherfuckers. And she's like, hey, I think you just need to sleep more. And I'm just like, well, it is what it is. But is it just me, or is, like, time literally moving faster? that something as you grow up you feel, or is it like literally moving faster? I don't know. I'm like, that's crazy to me. To be honest with you, I didn't feel like it was like this, but apparently it is. Time is moving fucking fast. In a couple of days, it'll be March. And then in March, I have some other shit to do. I think more of it's just like when you know you have things to do. And they have you have things at this time and this time and this time. They sneak up on you. So time feels like it's moving fast. I feel like it's a mix of that, but also time moving fucking fast as shit. Like, I got a fucking release date in March. I have a fucking deadline in March. My fucking album coming out in May. Like, I have a series dropping in April. The trailer comes out in May. Like, it's... Oh, I shouldn't have said all that. But it's fucking ridiculous. Like, why the fuck is time moving so relatively fucking fast? I don't understand. Now I'm in your grill. You hear this? I know you hear this. Through your speakers, through your AirPods, wherever you're listening to this. You know what I'm saying? I'm deep in your mind right now. That was weird, but I like it like that, nigga. I don't know. It's... I don't know. It makes me think. But then again, it's like 2 a.m. So my mind is quite literally just racing at the moment. Also wanted to explain, kind of, I want to do late nights as like something different, or like a different variation of thoughts. Because thoughts are, for those of you who may not know, which at this point, but any new listeners, my unashamed thoughts are thoughts and perspectives and opinions through my POV, a 22-year-old black man growing up in America, trying to create his own way. I have a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different POVs and perspectives on things that I don't fully understand yet, and I'm slowly trying to understand while I grow up. And I'm sharing those with you and anyone else out there like me who's doing the same. We can relate, we cannot. We can converse, we cannot. It's all about my perspective and everyone's perspective. I love learning. That's what I'm doing. So if anything I say sounds interesting, or you want to talk about it, or you think it's wrong or different, please reach out to me. Twitter, yeah, I'm Keith. Instagram, unashamed thoughts, or unashamed media, or hey_ash_. Either one. I want to make a Snapchat too, just for like, I should do that. I should make a media Snapchat. Coming soon. But I'll link the major social medias in the description. That's Unashamed Thoughts on Instagram and at Hey Ash on Instagram. And on Twitter, yeah, I'm Keith. And Unashamed Media on Twitter. But like, if you ever have any thoughts, I want to talk about them. I like conversing. I actually want to have a first guest on. And just converse about whatever the fuck. Learn a perspective, learn something different. I just want to see how it goes. The art of conversation is very fucking interesting to me. Because I fucking love talking. Quite literally. Talking and communication. I love the aspect. I love the thoughts behind that. I love the provokingness of it. I want to learn new things. And it may not be through a book. It could be through someone else's experience. Through someone's POV, I could learn a new perspective I never fucking thought of through someone else. I love that aspect of conversation and talking. So overall, that's what Unashamed Thoughts is. Late night is about the bullshit, the crazy shit. You know, the shit that we don't talk about during the day. Because you want to know why? Coffee grinds. I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel like I should, because I can and I could. So I did. Which is kind of how I want people to look at things. Because you can. Like week before. I woke up one day. I had an off day for the first time in like a month. And I drove to Georgia. Why? Because I fucking could. Quite literally. I woke up and just wanted to do something. So I drove to Georgia. I saw a friend out there. We watched a movie. And I drove back. Just spent the day driving in Georgia, taking pictures, looking at the scenery, and doing shit. All because I could. The other day, I drove to Alabama. Just because I could. Wanted to just drive, do something. And I'm actually planning a disappeared getaway for a couple of days. To where I'm literally just going to just get in the car, put my bag in there, and just go somewhere. And just do whatever for a little bit, because I can. That's kind of my attempt at opening my horizons and traveling a little bit. But also my attempt in just doing shit because I can. Because I realized that I'm an adult now. Like, I've known I was an adult, but I realized, like, oh, I'm an adult. I can just do shit. And so I've just been doing that, just doing shit. And it's fucking fun to a certain extent. Until you, like, have to come home and realize, oh, I got shit to do. But overall, it's just fun. It's a little escape. Like, even my soon-to-be partner, I guess, she comes with me. Came with me on his last one, and we're planning the next one. And we just be doing shit. It was fucking fun. It's kind of liberating to a certain extent. I don't know what kind of it is. But I digress. The other day, I was talking to one of my friends, right? And also, for context, I like older women. I'm very much into older women. Don't get me wrong. Anybody my age or a little tiny bit older or younger, it's cool. Not younger, actually. It's cool. I fuck with you. Like, we'll see where it goes. So I'm not going to lie. I've always been attracted to older women. I really have. Don't ask questions. I can't answer them. I've just always been into older women. So I posted on my Instagram. I posted on my Instagram recently. At hey Ash underscore. And my most recent picture is a picture of me. I think I just got a haircut, but I didn't shave yet. Yeah, I just got a haircut. And the caption is your auntie's favorite writer. So if you know, you know. I had a post on my Instagram a couple years ago, and it was your auntie's favorite point guard. So that was like the sequel, in my opinion, to that. Oh, this was this then, this is a now. Type shit. And one of my good friends actually called me and was like, oh, you've upgraded. And I was like, huh? And she was like, your auntie's favorite writer. And I was like, oh shit, you caught on to it, type shit. Boom, diggity. And we had a good laugh. We talked about that. And then we ended up going to hang out. We went downtown Nashville, had a good little time. And in the mix of it, found some fucking aunties. This was we weren't planning to do this. I fuck with some aunties, bro. I fuck with some moms. Like, it is what it fucking is. Cry about it. Like, I just, hey. Can't say help to say, but I love it, bitch. No, but the main draw with older women to me is the conversation aspect. I'm not gonna lie. Some of you motherfuckers is boring just my age when it comes to friends and relationships. I'm not even gonna lie. But also, I know that there are things you'll have to work out. I'm kidding. I'm talking shit. But no, when it comes to talking to older women, I love the conversation aspect. Because we can talk about literally anything and fucking everything. And the main thing that older women like to do is talk. So therefore, we have a lot in common. But also, I'm just an old man by heart. So I've been told. I'm an old soul. I'm an old nigga. It's bad. I'm not going to lie. It's bad at times. Because I definitely am an old nigga. But I just appreciate the simple things. A lot of people don't do that. Like, I like sitting outside. That's it. That's the tweet. I like sitting outside. And it's just experiencing nature. Like, just being there. I like sitting in the rain in my car. And outside at times if I have on a rain suit. I like the little things. I'm a slut for some quality time. I ain't go front. Whew, Jesus, I'm a slut for some quality time. Especially doing things that make us feel serene. I fucking love that shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. bitch, I'm maybe think of something. The other day, I did something I've never done before. Okay, so I'm sure you're listening to this. So shout out you. Should I say your name? That would be weird. Would it be weird? No, I don't think it would. Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Shout out to you. Me and Kelly, we played chess the other day. I'm going to say it again. Me and Kelly played chess the other day. In the park. Bitch, I fucking love chess. I've never had like a... Okay, Kelly's not my partner. But I've never had like a partner be able to and want to play chess with me. I don't know why the fuck that is. I think it's maybe it's too old for them or whatever the fuck. But I fucking love me some chess. I was in chess club in high school. Because like, fuck y'all. I was really the second him for real. Like, be humble. I fucking love chess. And the fact that I got somebody with a female gender who I knew kind of had an attraction to me and vice versa to sit down with me in a nice environment, calm, serene, and play some fucking chess with me, bro, that made me feel fantastic inside. Did I whoop her ass? Fuck yeah. But it's not the point. It's about the intention. And Lord knows the intention was splendid if you ask me, damn it. Because Lord, who the fuck told you to do that shit? Like, I think I mentioned before, I put on my Snapchat or something maybe about a month ago or so. And I was like, if you really fuck with me, like, and you give me candles, I'm going to marry you because who told you to be this nice to me and care about me? And motherfuckers was giving me candles. Like, I'm still single. I ain't married none of them yet. But who the fuck told you to care about? Like, I'm not going to lie. The girls and girls listening to this, dudes are fucking simple. Dudes are basic as shit. It's not that hard to please a dude. When you jump to a nigga like me, I just want you to be honest with me. That's quite literally it. But also, I want you to be able to have fun and experience things with me. And for some reason, those two don't fucking correlate with females. I don't fucking know why. You either can tell the truth or you can't have fun. Or you can have fun and can't tell the truth. I don't know what the fuck it is. I digress though. But I'm not gonna lie. Like, that made me, I'm always a really big person on honesty when it comes to meeting people or in just relationships in general. I'm really big on that. But I'm not going to lie, the fact that that felt so good, I was like, this is a requirement. Not chess, but the aspect of it. This is a requirement. Because what the fuck? This is great. This is grand. Fucking fantastic, if you will, brother. Like, pop off on occasion, brother. Like, this was, bro. I'm having flashbacks of playing chess with Kelly in the park. I'm having flashbacks of playing chess with Kelly in the park. Literally. Like, that, you can't make this shit up, man. You can't make this shit up. I'm literally sitting here having a flashback of playing chess with someone. I should stop talking about Kelly Fry getting in trouble. Oh, God. That's crazy. But also, it is late night. So I guess we go into some feelings a little bit. No, it's 2 a.m. right now. Well, 2:15 to be exact. And I'm not, but I was going through it. It was weird. I guess you can kind of say I was, no, you couldn't really say that. At one point this year, I was going through a bit of a breakup, if you call it that. That was fun, as it always is. But then I moved on with my life. And then for some reason, I was having those reminiscing thoughts. And I'm not gonna lie, the breakup was one thing, but them fucked me up. Shit. Dumb bitches fucked me up. Like, oh, I remember this, or I remember this. Like, that shit fucked me up. I'm the type of person that everything, like, if I'm with someone, everything means something. Even if it just may be me. Like, if we go out and go out to lunch or something, to a restaurant we've never been, or in order of something specific, I'm going to think of you whenever I see this place or know about this type of whatever. And it brings back like, oh, yeah, that was great. And it meant something. I'm very big on meanings when it comes to relationships. I'm very big on it. Because this is time spent and shared with a person that I genuinely, you know, give a fuck about. And that's how I see a lot of things. And so I had a lot of those moments resurface. And it was like, well, damn, I didn't need that in my life. That was a shitty feeling. Cool. But I feel like you kind of need those to move forward, like, in life. Like, when those moments were happening, I wasn't like, oh, my God, I miss this person. I want them back. No, it was kind of just like, oh, well, that was a feeling. Okay, well, let's move forward in life. But so many of them can, like, bring up a feeling, I feel, which is why I feel like those feelings led to this interaction that I had with someone in a job this past weekend, telling me things that I had no one should know about. I feel like it was kind of a manifestation to a certain extent. Did it creep me out? Fuck yes. Was it weird? Hell yeah. Am I over it? Fuck yeah. Like, at first I thought there had to be a meaning behind it. But then I realized there really didn't have to be. Not at all. It just had to be something done. And that was like kind of a tough pill to swallow, because it didn't make sense to me still. And as you know, I need things to make sense. But, you know, it didn't. So I really couldn't do shit about it but cry about it. I didn't cry about it, though. I don't know. It's just weird. Scraggy type shit. Yeah. I don't know. We digress, though. We're bad bitches again, so. We're better on the different things. But if anyone's going through anything, if it's a breakup, it's a bad situation that happened to you, or literally anything of the sorts, you know, tomorrow's a new day. Everything is, pain is temporary. And no matter what, you know, no one says they're here for you. I'm here for you. So I got love for you. So I hope everything works out greatly in your favor, and things just be great, because we love things being great. But also that takes time as well. Just like, it takes a lot of time. And I actually was talking to my therapist about this, actually. Because it's been weird. It's been back-to-back years to where I started the year off in a breakup. And I was like, something ain't fucking right here. Like, something is not fucking right at all. And the breakups were kind of on the same premise, which was weird to me. And I was like, so I just got copied and pasted for 2 years? Okay, that's... All right then, brother. That's cool. That's just how I see things. I see things differently. And getting through that breakup, honestly, getting through that breakup kind of showed me that I have grown a little bit from my last situation. Because it wasn't as hard. I know my first one, Jesus Christ, that one was time. But this one, it wasn't really hard. It was more of a, okay, this is that, this is this. Cool. What's next? And then it got kind of complicated because there was a lot of other shit not being said, but should have been said. And it was a whole ordeal. I digress, though. But it showed me that, damn, I guess I am kind of growing. And things are making more sense to me. Like, oh, this should be in my path. This shouldn't be in my path. This was a part of my timeline when this shouldn't have been. Or this, that, this. Overall, I have shit to do. Take my day. I took a day. Felt shit. Threw away shit. Deleted shit. It was just like, boo-hoo. Next day, I got up. I was like, cool. I have shit to do. And then it was like, I want to kind of get out more. I want this companionship aspect back. So I did. Started dating. And that was cool. Experienced some things. Saw some things. Talked about some things. And I met somebody who's pretty mean to me on a daily basis. I'm kidding. But she's great. And I also met who's potentially going to be one of my lifelong friends. And is now a co-writer with me. And I also got out more and created some opportunities for myself. So it was all part of the plan. I don't wish bad on anybody. So. But, yeah, it just showed me that I'm a bad bitch again. And I've always been one. And not to let any situation or anyone make me feel differently or less than, which is what I'm trying to preach to my friends. But I know it's not going to be an easy thing to understand because it wasn't for me. So I understand that. So to everyone listening here, whether you're driving, you're at home, you're sitting somewhere, or you're out and about, if I'm playing through your car speakers, your normal speakers, your phone speakers, your headphone, whatever the fuck, listen to me very closely. You listening to this are an amazing person. You are great. You are a bad bitch. You are worth it. You are important. You matter. If you haven't heard us today, I hope you heard it this time. You're great. You have a lot of things to offer. You have a lot of things to do. And I'm waiting on them. I want your greatness. I want you to be great. And I can't wait to see your greatness. That's what I meant to say. You are loved. You're cared about. Let's get this money. Let's do these great things. We have a generation to shape. We have a world to conquer. We have things to talk about, things to think about, things to experience, things to do. And I hope to see you along the journey. Much love. You got this. You got this. Pop your shit. Pop your shit. Yeah. You's a bad bitch. Yeah. Go crazy. Go crazy. You are that motherfucker. You are him. You are her. You are Hermothy. Why did I say Hermothy? Himothy. All of that shit. Take any positive affirmation I just gave you and accept it. You're great. Do amazing things. Uplift one another. Of course. I say that to say, everyone out there is amazing. Everyone out there is important. Do what you love. talk to yourself, accept yourself, do what you want, propel, excel. Thank you for choosing to listen to me and a portion of my late thoughts. This is a heavily edited version. And I will see you in a couple of days. Thank you for listening. Much love. If you haven't already, reach out through comments or socials. Twitter, yeah, I'm Keith. Instagram, Unashamed Media, and Unashamed Thoughts, and at HeyAsh _. We're moving to YouTube as well, so you can listen to these on YouTube at Unashamed Media. Much love. Be great. Stay warm. Stay safe. It's been Keith, as always, and I will see you very, very soon. Love.